It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today, the second round Sixers lose again. The most invisible man during the NBA's 21-22 season has been former Philadelphia 76ers forward Ben Simmons. He managed to find a way to remain injured and/or have his feelings hurt for an entire season without ever having to hit the floor. On Thursday night in the Sixers' win-or-go-home game number 6 against the Miami Heat, the man who the Sixers traded Simmons for was nearly as invisible during the second half with his new team's basketball season on the line. James Harden's first half performance in this pressure-packed game number 6 showed that he made 4 baskets on 7 attempts, 3 of those buckets being 3-pointers, and totaled 11 points at the half as Philadelphia trailed by 1 point, 49-48. James Harden, who is known as one of the NBA's most prolific floppers in history and is awarded more free throws by referees than most other players, didn't even attempt a single free throw in the first half. That also means he didn't drive to the basket to get a closer range shot or attempt to draw a foul as he's been known to do. Now, during the second half of Thursday night's Game 6, James Harden, a 10-time NBA All-Star, attempted just 2 shots from the field in the final 24 minutes of play and again had no free throws in the second half either. Why would a perennial NBA All-Star like James Harden fade into the background in the second half of a must-win playoff basketball game? Miami gradually pulled away during that second half and won the game 99-90 and captured this best-of-7 series 4-2. Miami now awaits the winner of the Milwaukee Bucks versus Boston Celtics series, which is currently led by Milwaukee 3-2. For the fourth time in the last 5 seasons, the Philadelphia 76ers lost in the second round of the NBA playoffs. And as TNT's Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kenny Smith enjoy saying, it's now 1-2-3 Cancun, as the Sixers' vacation season has now begun. After James Harden was traded by the Brooklyn Nets to Philadelphia just a few months ago, Sixers fans believed that their team now had another reliable scorer who could take some of the offensive load and pressure off the team's talented All-Star center, Joel Embiid. James the Beard Harden has a lengthy NBA resume filled with several scoring titles since joining the league back in 2009. During his 13-season career, he has dominated the NBA's regular season with incredible offensive performances. However, the NBA plays very little serious defense during that overly long 82-game regular season, so Harden isn't used to seeing a defensive player with a hand in his face like it occurs frequently during playoff time. Houston Rockets fans became used to seeing this transition into playoff Harden, as his offensive output and leadership would both evaporate during the playoffs. When you face another team during a 7-game playoff series, the opponent has time to focus on each player's weaknesses and force them to do some things differently. James Harden scores a lot of points when he controls the basketball, but by forcing the ball out of his hands early in the shot clock, the opposing team is now willing to let Harden's other 4 teammates step up and score more points. And on most other nights, that simply doesn't happen. James Harden's history has also shown that he is prone to pout if he isn't able to touch the basketball as much as he likes. That's exactly what happened in Philadelphia on Thursday night as the 76ers lost Game 6 to Miami. Harden checked out of this game without ever having to leave the floor. In a post-game interview with the assembled press, Philadelphia's center Joel Embiid, who finished runner-up this year in the MVP voting, said that today's current version of James Harden simply isn't the same James Harden as fans might have expected. He said, quote, "Since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore. He's more of a playmaker. I thought at times he could have been, as all of us could have been, more aggressive." Wow, that's being very polite, Joel. The Philadelphia version of James Harden is now 32 years old. He looks heavier and more out of shape than at any other time during his career. Though tempting, we can't even blame those yummy Philadelphia cheesesteaks. As the primary culprit, as James Harden had already heavied up during his one-year tour of duty with the Brooklyn Nets. The 76ers now face a very expensive choice, since they traded away an equally undependable player in Ben Simmons to the Brooklyn Nets in order to obtain James Harden. The cost to keep Harden next season doesn't appear to be justified. His current contract will pay him, are you ready? $47 million next season. And that's nearly 30% of the 76ers' entire team payroll for this year. You can't blame James Harden or his agent for this fortuitous basketball contract. However, why should Philadelphia overpay for the services of a declining basketball player again next season whose heart doesn't appear to be in the game? That simply is bad business for the Philadelphia 76ers. The chances of James Harden winning an NBA title during his career are now fading fast. Plenty of NBA legends, though, have never won a championship. Karl Malone and John Stockton of Utah came pretty close, as did Charles Barkley and Chris Mullin, Spurs great George Gervin, and Lakers legend Elgin Baylor. Harden's long history as a prolific scorer in the league will no doubt put him into the Hall of Fame years from now, even if he fails to collect an NBA title. The Houston Rockets made James Harden a perennial all-star and spent lavishly to surround him with other talents such as Dwight Howard and Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook. Once Houston's new owner, though, made a hard decision to cut expenses a few years ago, James Harden pouted and demanded a trade from a quickly declining Houston Rockets franchise. His wish was granted as Harden was then sent to the Brooklyn Nets in January 2021. Seems longer than that, doesn't it? To pair up with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. But that trio failed to deliver the Nets into the NBA Finals last season. With Brooklyn having three players who needed the ball in their hands to be effective scorers, the Nets were struggling again starting out this season. So the Brooklyn Nets dealt James Harden to the 76ers in February. And in return, they'll attempt to see if the overrated diva known as Ben Simmons can finally be salvaged. My prediction? Don't bet on it! Ben Simmons, whose epic playoff failures the last few seasons have made James Harden's poor showings in the playoffs look a little bit more palatable, never even took to the court this season after the Nets team doctors even cleared him to suit up for the playoffs. James Harden and Ben Simmons now have become the poster boys for a growing number of overpaid, underproductive, and unhappy NBA players. I watched James Harden put up 40 or more points every year while playing for both OKC and Houston during the regular season. But come playoff time, though, James Harden becomes the opposition team's prime target as they work to exploit his weaknesses and prevent him from taking over basketball games. On Thursday night, James Harden's anemic performance in the second half, 0 for 2 and 0 points scored during the final 24 minutes when his team really needed him to step up, is bound to be a head-scratcher for the Philly basketball faithful. However, Houston Rockets fans saw that same thing occur season after season during Harden's prime years in H-Town. During the Beard's 8-plus season with the Houston Rockets, James Harden's incredible regular season offensive performance helped to position his team to receive a very high seed in the NBA playoffs. However, the Beard was never able to lead his team into the NBA Finals one single time while he was in Houston. Yes, playoff Harden became less effective in each round of postseason play. James Harden did make one trip to the NBA Finals early in his career as the sixth man, with a much smaller beard, by the way, while he was playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder in 2012. They lost to Miami, though. It's possible that James Harden's best playing days are now behind him, and that he might benefit from coming off that bench again like he did early in his career. The Beard, at age 32, seems to be an aging scorer still capable of a few reminders of days gone by. However, James Harden never has seemed comfortable as the team leader anywhere he's played in the NBA. James Harden's off-the-court partying, yes, even during the regular season of the NBA, is quite legendary. In Houston, he was known to make separate travel arrangements to leave the team to take a day or two of relaxation at certain points of the regular season. So don't expect James Harden to change at this stage of his career. If Philadelphia expected him to show more leadership on the floor, then this Sixers' current management team, which includes Harden's former general manager from Houston, has failed in a big way too. On the positive side, the Sixers were finally able to rid themselves of the Ben Simmons experience by making the deal with Brooklyn to acquire Harden. Philly obviously hoped that the old James Harden might be rejuvenated by a last chance to resume a starring role and win his first NBA title with the Sixers. Alas, the James Harden and Ben Simmons trade now appears to be a lose-lose proposition for both teams right now. The key word is lose. Both Brooklyn and Philadelphia have lost and are now eliminated from the NBA's postseason. Neither James Harden nor Ben Simmons seems to be very motivated to achieve any team-oriented goals in the NBA other than enhancing their own personal net worth. Philadelphia must now make a decision soon as to whether to overpay for James Harden's declining services next season. All I have to say is, caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.